Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. I need to say right out of the gate, I do not recommend listening to this episode if you are eating. Just gonna say that. We are gonna talk about some things that, you know, I will try to say things in a way that's not going to be disgusting, but we are going to be talking about real life, real things, and bodily fluids, and it's going to get real, real. So if you are eating, maybe turn this podcast off. Okay, last time, Jesse, you and I sat down, you interviewed me about my trip to India, right. And we teed up for this episode how things had happened when I got back from India that were unexpected. And we're going to talk about that today. So, yes, I'll just put it out there. I got a parasite when I came home from India, but it took us a few weeks to figure that out. And so we're going to talk about that whole journey and some funny stories and some things that we learned. And really, my hope in sharing this is that I am so grateful when I was struggling, I put it out there on Instagram and so many people wrote in and shared their stories because I was really confused with what was going on and it felt very kind of disconcerting. And we'll talk more about that. And having so many people write in and tell their story. Mm-hmm. And there was this theme over and over and over and over of that it was a parasite. It was a parasite. It was a parasite. It was a parasite. That is what really challenged me to advocate for myself to get the testing done, because as we'll talk about, that was not something that the medical professionals were wanting to do. And right. I had to advocate for it. And so I'm sharing this in hopes that you can share it with someone else who maybe is experiencing similar things, or it can ring a bell down the road with a situation that you will be able to think, you know what, we should test for parasites, because that's not something that you might necessarily just immediately think to do. And clearly, in our case, at least, that was not something that the medical staff was really excited about doing and pushing for.
I wonder why.
Okay, so I come back from India feeling great, on a high. If you missed the episode all about my trip, please go back and listen to that, because this does not in any way, shape, or form undermine the amazing trip that I had. It is just part of my experience. So came back on, was it Wednesday? I'm trying to remember exactly when I came back. Was it Tuesday night?
Tuesday or Wednesday. Let's just start out by saying this. Of all your trips to India, imagine seeing all your trips, because there have been three times. Mm-hmm. So I'm so glad that what happened after you got back.
Absolutely.
Because it was terrible. Your first trip, and you were only there for what, 4 days?
5 days.
4 or 5 days. Mm-hmm. And here, you were there almost 2 weeks.
I can't even imagine if I had been sick the majority of those 2 weeks and this sick.
And it would have been the majority of the 2 weeks, if not longer.
Yeah. So I come back Tuesday night. Wednesday was my birthday. I, just kind of laid low, but felt good. Thursday felt good. There was the jet lag and just the exhaustion from the trip because I hadn't gotten much sleep, as we talked about in the last episode, but I really felt good. And Friday morning, we had our morning Sabbath. We'll have to do an episode talking about that. That's something that we have changed recently, and we had a great morning. And then about Friday afternoon, I just started feeling off. And then my stomach starts just feeling really off, and it gets worse and worse and worse until by Friday night, I was very sick. And I knew that I was very sick. And, at that point, it was like, well, is this something to do with my trip? I don't know. And so all of, so it was Friday and all of Saturday, I was just so, so, so sick, like did not want to do anything. And my stomach was just really upset. It, the nausea wasn't terrible, but it was mostly just like the cramping and just that feeling mm-hmm. of awful. And it was just having, I mean, just TMI, but so much diarrhea, like so much. And
how did it compare to your first trip?
So it was a very different kind of sickness because my first trip, I not only had it coming out both ends, like just explosive, but also I had a fever. And so this time I didn't, it wasn't like, it felt that time, which I had Deli Belly, it was like you had two major sicknesses at the same time. Because not mm-hmm. only did you have a high fever and how you would feel if you like had the flu, but then you also felt like how you would feel if you had a terrible stomach bug. And so you had those combined at the same time. And it was awful. I mean, it was the kind of thing where I laid in bed and I would set my timer for 5 minutes and just be like, I'm going to try to live for five more minutes. Mm-hmm. And it was really hard because I was by myself in a hotel room. And there were just a lot of things where it was just in a situation where I couldn't really, my friend who was with me was also very sick in the hotel room right next to me. And the hotel we were at was just not a safe situation. So we couldn't really call down to the front desk to ask for help. Gratefully, our friends who were there were able to bring in some stuff and like knock on our door and drop it at our door. And then we were able to like crawl through our door and get the things. But it was, and we also had medicine with us that we took immediately to try to ward things off. But it was, I mean, when I came back home, so that happened, I think the last maybe 2 days or 2.5 days of the trip, I had like 2.5 good days. And then the last 2.5 days of the trip, I just was so sick. It got somewhat better and I was taking Zofran. And so I was able to make it the long flights home, but it was not fun. And when I got home, I was so sick. I mean, just exhausted and just not feeling well. It was like 2 weeks before my stomach got back to normal.
And they sent what with you? What medicine did you have? The really powerful antibiotic.
Yes.
Is what they sent that time, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
I remember, what was it?
I can't even think of the name. We'll have to look it up.
I think it started with a C.
Oh, Cipro. Yep. I don't even think they give that out now.
Now they didn't do that. They did azithromycin for yes. you this time.
Yes. So anyway, that was my first experience. And so this time around, it felt very different. And it was even like the kind of thing where I was like, maybe I just got a stomach bug. I mean, mm-hmm. maybe on the trip home, you know, I was exposed to somebody had a stomach bug and I just got that. And so it was a day and a half where I was very miserable, but it just wasn't, it was a different type of miserable than I had experienced in India. Obviously, I was so grateful to be home. And my first trip, you know, having been in the hotel room by myself and trying to handle it and just trying to call you and trying to like figure out what to do. Whereas this time, you know, being home in my bed with my bathroom, like it was a much better experience. But still, I remember by Saturday, we were really contemplating like, do I need to go into the ER for fluids? Mm-hmm. Because I just was so, so like just exhausted and just so lethargic. And I just had zero desire to put any food or drink in my mouth. And so by Sunday, I was starting to feel better and starting to get my energy back some. Didn't have an appetite, but I could eat some things. Mm-hmm. And so I was making myself eat some to try to keep up my energy. And I thought, you know, just like when you have a day and a half stomach bug or something, usually like you'll have a day or two after that you'll yep. just get your strength back. So I thought that's yep. what it was. But by Monday, I should have been feeling better and I wasn't. And the only way that I can think to describe it is for those of you who have been pregnant and you have like the morning, noon, and night sickness in your pregnancy where you feel really, you're just nauseous all the time. Food sounds gross. You're very, very tired. You feel like you're just kind of in this daze. And you also feel like you just have no motivation. Mm-hmm. And you just want to lay around, but also you don't want to lay around because you feel so gross. And so that's how I felt. It was just like I was able to get up and function, whereas over the weekend, I hadn't been able to get up and function, but I did not feel well at all. And I was functioning at a much slower pace. And so I just was like, well, I'm going to get better. Like, it's going to get better. It's just maybe I was really sick and it just is going to take a few more days. But it didn't get better. And so all of that week, I just felt that like I was pregnant. I mean, that's how it felt. Other than I wasn't having any cravings or anything like that or weird hormonal things. It was just the nausea, the exhaustion, the fatigue. And so my brother was supposed to get married on the Saturday of that week, and I was supposed to be the wedding coordinator. And so by Wednesday, I was getting concerned because I wasn't getting better. And so I ended up going to a walk-in clinic here that is not an urgent care. It's like a step up. It's kind of, I say, like in between ER and urgent care. And so they were able to do blood work there. And all of my blood work came back good. There was nothing, you know, I was worried that maybe my electrolytes were off. I thought maybe that's why I feel so fatigued or weird. But everything came back, looked normal. And so they talked to me some more. They asked me some more questions. They're like, well, you know, you've only been sick since you got sick basically on Friday night, and it's only Wednesday. And so, you know, it gets probably just a stomach virus. And I was like, I've been to India, you know, is it a parasite? And they're like, we just don't think you're showing signs of it being a parasite. And so they said, I mean, we could test you for a parasite, but they're like, you have to, in order to do that, you will have to bring in a stool sample every day over the next 3 days. And I was like, well, that won't work. I'm going out of town tomorrow. And so we just decided, you know what? We're just gonna have to leave. Mm-hmm. And so we left on our trip on Thursday. It was challenging because I had so little energy and strength and needed to...
Just a second.
Yes.
Hold up.
Yes.
You would have to bring in a stool sample once a day for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Not like giving a stool sample there.
No. Mm-mm. I would bring it in. They were going to give me little containers and I would bring it in.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
Not after what we had to go through later.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. But yes, I mean...
No.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. But yes, the thought of like bringing in my little containers of stool samples was just about like, I'm like, I just don't know if I can do this. Like, I know that this is what they do for certain things. But I was just sort of like, at that point, like that felt so extra that I was like, I'm going to get better. I'm just going to get better. Like, we are not going to do that. And so.
Well, and then the other thing too, that why you were thinking this is a parasite is nobody else was getting sick.
Yeah, that was the other thing, because they told me, like, they felt on my stomach, they asked me a lot of questions, they were, you know, and they're like, we just think it's a stomach virus. But I was like, don't viruses usually spread? And I was like...
Especially in our house.
I mean, like, I have kids all over me, like, all up in my business all the time. And I'm like, you know, I don't know how somebody else wouldn't get it. Like, stomach viruses are usually pretty... contagious.
Very contagious.
Yeah. And also, like, no one on the trip had gotten it as well. And so I think that was just the weird thing. I was like, if it was something that I got from the trip, you would have thought that somebody else would have gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it was something that was contagious, I am positive that, like, somebody in our family would have gotten it and no one else had any signs of sickness. And I mean, I'd had it since Friday. And typically, like, with the stomach virus, you know, somebody else is going to get it within 2 or 3 days.
Yep.
So, yeah, so it's Wednesday. So I say, okay, I'm just going to, and you know, I should have at that point, I honestly, looking back, I wish I would have advocated for myself and said, could you give me fluids? Like, could you give me fluids? I know my electrolytes look okay, but I just am feeling worn down. Could you give me fluids before I leave on the trip? Just to kind of like give me something. But I didn't. And so the hardest thing at this point was that water tasted disgusting. There was basically no food that I wanted to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I was force feeding myself like the bare minimum of food just so that I wouldn't lose any more weight because I had already lost, you know, like I was losing weight pretty rapidly. And so I was really trying to like stop that because I was like, that's the last thing that I need right now if I'm going to build, you know, like get stronger. And so then the other thing was that the only thing that I, you know, if I would think of something like remotely, like that I would want to eat or drink, it was Sprite, ginger ale, or frozen lemonade from Chick-fil-A, or Swig It is this restaurant that sells these like carbonated drinks, a swig drink. Like that was it. And that was what I was literally living on, which is, you know, if you think of like the worst thing that you could possibly, let's just put a ton of sugar. But it was the, I just was like, I have to be getting something. Like I have to be having liquids because I was still having diarrhea. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, it wasn't as bad, but like I was still, you know, I'm like, this is a recipe for disaster at this point. So that was what I was living on. And then cake. Cake was like the only thing that sounded good. I have no idea. So it was like sugar overload. But
well, honestly, maybe your body was needing the sugars because you weren't getting carbs any other way.
I don't know. It was so weird. But anyway, at that point, it was kind of like when you're in your pregnancy in the beginning, you're just like, you know what? If this bag of Doritos is the one thing that I can keep down, I'm just going to eat this bag of Doritos. But so anyway, we left on the trip on Thursday. We didn't leave until late because me just trying to like get up and get the stuff packed, it was took way longer and I couldn't start because I was in bed for so long that day. And so we didn't end up getting in until 3 a.m. in the morning, which highly would not recommend because it was great because our kids slept the whole drive. It was a 6-hour drive to Illinois, but you and I did not sleep. And so then we get there and we're exhausted and we're trying to sleep. And then our kids are up at 7 a.m. They're raring to go. And so you and I took shifts that day of taking care of the kids and sleeping.
Even then, that was an eventful trip because of the routes that we were going to drive. There was no place there at the end to pull over if you needed to go inside or anything.
Yes. Well, and it was also in the middle of the night too. But I survived that trip. Like I really wasn't feeling that terrible on mm-hmm. that drive. And so I was really grateful. The next day I was like, okay, I'm exhausted from not getting sleep. But I ended up just spending most of Friday in bed and honestly just praying for a miracle. And it is so interesting because I am usually someone with very high capacity, someone who, even if I'm sick, I'm working. Like I'm in my bed and I'll have my laptop and I will be posting deals and answering emails and drafting things. And I had a lot of work to do and I had no motivation. And I laid in bed and was watching like these old TV shows. And if you know me, anybody who knows me in real life, the fact that I'm sitting and watching, what were the names of the shows?
I don't remember.
What was the one with those two ladies? Do you remember that one?
No.
Oh, it was like an old TV show that had the two ladies that lived together and they were just, okay.
I'm drawing a blank. I don't know which shows you were watching.
Like Lucy and Ethel or something like that. Do you know what I'm referring to? Anyway, there was, we were watching Bob Ross. I mean, it's so weird that I'm sitting there and I'm like barely there.
Laverne and Shirley.
Yes. Okay. I'd never heard of it before. And so I'm just watching these old TV shows and I have all these things to do and I have no ability to do them. That's when it was just like weird because I was like, this is not like me and I'm not getting better. And why am I not getting better? But I prayed for a miracle. And because I knew that Friday night I was supposed to go and be the wedding coordinator for the rehearsal. And so the one thing I did do on Friday was I did go through all of, they had sent me over the my brother and my sister-in-law had sent me over all of their plans for their wedding and all the list of everything. And so I was able to, I sat there and I went through and I thought through like every single piece of the wedding and the rehearsal and all of that so I could wrap my brain around that. And then I just prayed for a miracle. So we leave on Friday to go to the rehearsal. And when I get there, I'm tired, but I was able to just be fully on. Like it felt like a miracle. And I actually ate Olive Garden. They had Olive Garden for the rehearsal dinner. And I actually ate the Olive Garden, some of it. And that was a big win that I was like, I'm not disgusted by this. Wow. Okay. And so then went to sleep, woke up the next morning, and I had to get to the church early. Like I think we got there maybe 9 a.m. and then was there until, I mean, I think it was like 9 to 9 that day or something, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for all of the wedding stuff. And I had so much energy. Mm-hmm. I felt so good. It was just literally the grace of God that carried me through that day. And it was, I had prayed for a miracle and it was a miracle. I did not hardly feel any sort of sickness that day. And I had to be on my feet. I had to be doing so many different things. I said, being a wedding coordinator, having six kids has prepared me so well for being a wedding coordinator, because somebody, like three people constantly need you, and you're having to, in your head, you know, deal with so many different things at once and be super calm and super chill. And I loved it. I had the best time. I loved it. Anybody need a wedding coordinator? I'm currently putting it out there. I had so much fun because, you know, I just feel like I'm going to start another business right now. No. Anyway. So Friday night, we get back to the hotel. Soon as we walk in the door of our hotel room, it was like my stomach, it was just like this avalanche that hit me, and it was terrible. I was so sick that night. And then the next morning, we were supposed to drive home, and I was so sick. I was like, Jesse, I don't think I can do this. And you're like, well, we have to do this. And so we get in the car. I only made it 15 minutes before. Like, it was a major, major bathroom emergency. I'm like,
okay, wait. Okay. Our hotel was on the north side of the town. The wedding was on the south side of the town.
It was Decatur. It was Decatur, Illinois, by the way.
We made it around the bypass and ended up getting off on the exit right by the church.
And it was Sunday.
And it was a Sunday morning.
It was Sunday morning. So all these people had been in the church at the wedding yesterday, the day before, and I was so desperately needing a bathroom. Like, Jesse's like,
It was hilarious.
You were just like, we'll just stop at the church. And I'm like, I am not stopping at the church in this state. Like, trust me, this is going to be real bad in the bathroom. I am not going to do this in the church bathroom. So gratefully, we found a gas station very close, ran inside. It almost appeared like the gas station, the bathroom was closed. And I was like, if this bathroom is closed, it's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. Like, I'm going to go out in the grass. I mean, like, that's where we were at. So gratefully, I was like, okay, if I just don't eat or drink anything, I'm going to see if maybe, because I started noticing like patterns, like if I would eat or drink anything, then it would just hit me. And so didn't eat or drink anything. We piled up these pillows in the middle of the car, and I laid across them, like on my belly, across the pillows, and I was miserable for a few hours.
Okay. There's a reason you were miserable for a few hours, because sometimes I hate using Waze. There's no highway access that it took us on. It took us on county roads that were basically looked like compressed, paved dirt roads.
With so many potholes. So many potholes. And every time we'd hit a pothole, it was like nausea.
I felt so bad.
And it was so bad. But I just was praying. And again, it was like 5 more minutes.
And then every once in a while, you'd see like a tractor come. We'd pass a combine or whatever on the road. And then be back driving in the middle of the road. Like I just usually
would,
do under,
I would like
on
pick
country
my,
roads.
But pick my eyes up and look at, you know, you had Waze on the screen. I'd be like, and we've made it 2 more miles.
Right.
We have 67 to go. We finally made it onto the highway. I was never so grateful to see a highway. We made it to the highway.
I thought we were going to have to stop and you go into a cornfield.
It was bad.
One of my childhood memories is creating handmade gifts for our grandparents and aunts and uncles. Every Christmas season, all of us kids, there were 7 kids in my family growing up, we would hand make a gift for each of our aunts and uncles and grandparents. And I just remember so much the joy and fulfillment that would come from the hours that we would put into those gifts and then getting to see them being opened on Christmas. And this reminds me of KiwiCo, because they create crates that don't just sit on a shelf, but they invite kids to build something memorable. And we have actually encouraged grandparents to give these as gifts for our kids as they have been growing up. And I love that our kids have learned so many skills. They've gotten that same fulfillment. And it's kind of the gift that keeps on giving, because it shows up in the mail and our kids get all excited. Month after month, they remember their grandparents or their loved ones who gave them that gift, and they get to create something with their hands. I also love that these are screen-free gifts. You're not just giving a child a gift when you give them a KiwiCo crate. You're giving them the tools to create their own fun. And every crate is designed to spark hands-on discovery, from a delivery bot that gets wheels turning to a candle carousel that spins with science. KiwiCo turns gifting into making and also helps kids be able to explore different things like science, technology, engineering, art, and math through projects that are both fun and skill building. And I just think that if you are looking for a creative gift to give another child, or you're looking for a gift idea for grandparents or other loved ones in your life, I can't recommend KiwiCo enough. It is something that our family has loved for many, many years. Tinker, create, and innovate with KiwiCo. Get up to 50% off your first crate at KiwiCo.com using promo code Crystal. That's up to 50% off your first crate at KiwiCo.com, promo code Crystal.
So we made it home from that trip. And honestly, then once we made it home, I was thinking, okay, I got to go back to the clinic, and I've got to do the whole like bring in the stool sample in the little container 3 days in a row. I was like, that is the last thing that I want to do. But I'm like, you know, I'm going to have to do it, because I don't like, it's been, they said if it was longer than 10 days, that's when you should start getting concerned. And so, but then Monday comes and I start feeling somewhat better. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'm getting better. And so I still was not well by any means, but I had a little bit of an appetite, a few of the like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a little bit of an appetite. And I had a little bit more energy. The crazy thing was, is that was Prime Week. I believe that was Prime Week, which is one of our biggest weeks of the year. So I had so many different things that I was supposed to do that week, as far as like videos for brands and Facebook Lives and just so many things to promote. I would lay down, I would take a little nap, I would get up, fix my hair and like redo my makeup, go on camera, do some different videos, answer my emails, take care of anything with my team that was urgent, go lay back down. And I just did that all day long that whole entire week. And I feel like there was some other stuff going on that week that now I can't even remember, but it was a big week. And I just kept praying, like, God, you're going to have to give me grace. But I did feel like a little bit better. And I thought, I think maybe I'm getting better. And so because I was feeling a little bit better, I'm like, I'm not going to do the stool sample thing. And also it's Prime Week. And I was like, I don't have time. Like, mm-hmm. I don't, ain't nobody got time for this. So then your brother was getting married that weekend, mm-hmm. and we were driving to Kansas. And so once again, we get the car loaded up, and I think we left early Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. So,
that was longer of the trip.
I'm like, was that Prime Week? I think it was Prime Week. Yeah, I'm like, everything got smushed together. So yeah, so I worked a lot in the car, and I was like, you know what? I'm not terrible. Like, we're not having like make all these bathroom stops all the time.
Mm-hmm. And that was actually one of the best drives to Kansas that we have ever had. And it's been, what, we've lived here 10 years.
Yes.
And we took a completely different route that we'd ever taken before. And it was the best drive that we've had so far.
And we only stopped, I think, one time or something. Yeah. It was such a blessing. I felt like a lot of people were praying for us, because it was just, I had been like, I don't know how I'm going to do this drive. I mean, it's a 12-hour drive and we're in the middle of Prime Week. And like, it was just, there was so much going on. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Now I'm like, Jesse, are we sure that that was Prime Week? I think Prime Week was the week before. I think it was the week before. Whenever. Anyway, sometime in there was Prime Week, and so I was having to try to do all the things when I was not feeling well. Yes. I think that week was not Prime Week, because Thursday would have been Prime Week. Anyway, so we get to Kansas, gratefully not at 3 a.m. It was more like 10. We got in at like 10.
Yeah.
And PM. We didn't. The next morning, we had some things going on with different wedding things, but it was not, there was not a lot of things that we had to do. So Friday was kind of more of a chill day, and then we were supposed to go to the rehearsal Friday night. And I was feeling pretty good overall. we went to the rehearsal. It was so sweet. Our kids, our younger three, were in the wedding. So Kirsten was a flower girl and David and Michael were ring bearers. And David got, they didn't have a wagon and he can't walk down the aisle by himself. And so I got to help him down the aisle. So I walked down the aisle with the bridal party, which was kind of funny, but also special. They were so sweet about, they really wanted David to be in the wedding. That was super important to them. And it meant so much to me that they wanted to include him because it was, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. And it's just, you know, for to have somebody walk him down the aisle and everything, but they were just like, no, absolutely. Like we would just walk down the aisle with him. That's great. That's perfect. And we have this picture that I shared on social media of him when we were in the rehearsal, and he's got the biggest smile on his face. Now, when the actual wedding came around, he was like, no, absolutely not. I am not going to be walking down the aisle. I really want to see the pictures and the videos from that, because obviously I don't have any pictures and videos of it until when the professional ones come back, which they hopefully are coming back in a few more weeks. But I want to see, because I was literally holding him by his arms and like trying to get him to walk. And I don't know if it looks like I'm like doing dragging like, him. Yes, basically dragging him. I was like, boom, boom, boom. We're like, I was like basically making him like pop. Jump. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. To try to get him to like put his legs down, because he was just like,
he's
nope,
so stubborn. Because when you do that, he lifts his legs up then and basically wants
like,
you to
curls
him.
Them under he's like, I am not doing this. We did this yesterday. We are not doing this today. I don't know what you're thinking. But anyway, at least he wasn't crying. There was one of the kids that was in the bridal party, but he like cried the whole way down the aisle. He was so upset because his mom had already gone down. But anyway, that was really sweet. So we have the rehearsal dinner, and then we had this really sweet time of sharing, and I shared, like, I was feeling pretty good. We get home, I think it was about 9 o'clock when we got home, and so all of our kids had come, which was really cool because all six of our kids got to come to both weddings that worked out with their school and work schedules, which was such a gift. So all of our kids were all sitting in the living room of our Airbnb, and we're all just hanging out. We're talking. It's kind of chaotic. And I'm just thinking, I do not feel well. And like my stomach is getting worse and worse and worse. And I got the kids to bed. You had to go out and I think pick up something from Target for something that we needed for the next day. So you were gone then. And then I think our older kids somebody's taking a shower. Somebody was off in the room. Anyway, after I got the younger kids to bed, I like could barely move. I was so, so, so sick. And it was the worst that I had been. Like I was so nauseous. So then I was throwing up some. I was having horrible diarrhea. But I was in this little ball, and I knew that I had Zofran downstairs in my purse because I had brought some Zofran just in case. And because of the last few weeks, I just always was carrying Zofran just in case. So I knew I had that down there, but like I could not raise my head up to holler for one of the kids, and I didn't have my phone nearby. It was like I was too sick to be able. I was like, if I try to raise my head up and holler for somebody to come get me the Zofran, I'm going to throw up all over the place. And I was just laying in this like on this pillow right outside the bathroom, and I would just keep running into the bathroom. Well, it wasn't running. It was more like crawling into the bathroom and then going and laying on the pillow. I was so, so sick. And it was by far the worst that it had been. And at that point, I was like, this is not okay. Like something is really wrong with me. Either I have some terrible thing or this is a parasite. And I was so grateful because I had asked like a week before, I hadn't really mentioned anything online about the sickness because it just been weird. And every time I think to mention something, it would get better. And like, but I had mentioned it one time because after I think the 10-day mark, kind of putting it out there because I wanted to see like, had other people experienced anything like this? And that was when so many people had said parasite. And so that night as I'm laying on the floor, I'm like, I'm so ridiculously sick. This has to be a parasite or something else. And I need help. Like I can't keep going like this. And also I was like, there's absolutely no way I can go to the wedding tomorrow. Absolutely no way when I feel like this. So you get home.
Because this was in between the rehearsal and the wedding.
Yes. The wedding was the next day, and there was a lot of stuff the next day. Like it was going to be like the there was just a lot of stuff that was supposed to happen the next day. And it was going to be hours and hours and hours that we were going to be at the wedding. So you get home and you come to the room. And I was like, I'm so sick. Can you please get me the Sofran? So you get me the Sofran. Once I took that, I did start to feel better. And I was able to then get back in bed and like lay down and not be so incredibly miserable. And I was enough that I was able to sleep some off and on. But I woke up around 2 a.m. and I was like, the Sofran was starting to wear off, I think. And I was like, I can't go to the wedding tomorrow. And I felt terrible because I was like, I can't not go to the wedding, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And so I was up going to the bathroom again, and I got on ChatGPT and I put like all my symptoms in and everything. And it gave me this long list of things to test for. And it really matched up with all the things that other people had suggested to test for. And it was like, you need to go to the ER and you need to get tested for these things. You woke up around that time. And I told you, I was like, I have to go to the ER sometime really soon. I was thinking maybe tomorrow I could try to go to the wedding. I could get through the wedding. I could get through the family photos. And then if you could just go drop me off at the ER and then go back to the wedding, and I'll just stay at the ER and hopefully they can help me there. Cause I just like, I couldn't in my brain figure out like
how we were going to do it,
how I could do the ER when I have like all of our kids had responsibilities. So they couldn't be helping with our younger kids, and the younger kids are in the wedding. Like I couldn't figure it out.
It would have been such a headache.
And so you were like, let's go right now. I was like, what? And you're like, yeah, let's go right now. Everybody's sleeping. It's 2 a.m. Like, let's go right now, which was the best thing ever. I was so grateful that you said that and you got up. You were so kind to miss sleep and take me to the ER.
Good, actually.
And you took me to an ER that was like this smaller, it's like a, what would you say? It's like a satellite location of the main hospital.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. Yep.
But they have a 24/7 emergency room, and you had the idea to go there because it's a well-respected hospital. And so you're like, you'll get good care. But you said, I think there won't be as many people there.
Especially there, based on the location. Yes.
There was no one there. And it was so funny because I was like, I don't think it's open. And I was like, I am not getting out of the car and walking up there to find out that it's not open, because I got to go to the bathroom really badly at this point. And I'm like, if it's not open, like, we're going to need to find a bathroom like in 45 seconds. And so you walk up there, you see that it's open, you call me up. So then I go up there, basically almost immediately go into the bathroom, and there's nobody there. And there, it's like they were really excited to have like a patient.
A person.
It's like, someone's here. And then I think it was like, there's somebody from out of town. And she just went to India recently. It was like, I feel like it was just sort of like, this is exciting. Because Kansas, I feel like they don't necessarily have a lot of excitement sometimes. It's just kind of like same old, same old, same old. Sorry for everyone who lives in Kansas. I grew up there. So they get me immediately back to a room. I mean, within 15 minutes, this never happens in an ER. Within 15 minutes, I was in a room and I was hooked up to an IV. Like, and they'd already taken blood. Like, yeah. What even?
Yeah.
And so they're like, we're going to give you fluids. We're going to do blood work. But also, and I said, I really want to get tested for a parasite. And, you know, they were asking me like, what all do you want to get tested for? And I kind of like used my ChatGPT list and suggested some things. And go ahead.
Before you go there.
Yes.
That wasn't the first thing.
What was the first thing?
The first interesting thing was during check-in. Because
they
couldn't find you in the system.
They said, have you ever been to this hospital before? And I said, well, I mean, I think so. I mean, I was born in this hospital, not that one, but like in the main hospital. And I was like, I mean, I think I've probably been here before. And so they had me, I think they scanned my driver's license or something. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the driver's license.
They're like, oh yeah, you're in our system. And then they said, they had my maiden name, but then they asked me if I still lived on Edminster, which is like the house that I grew up in when I think we moved from there when I was 7 years old.
And you haven't lived there since like 1990, 91.
That was the address that they had in their system. So that was really funny. Anyway, so they get me in the room. And then they're like, we really need to get a stool sample from you if we're going to do the parasite testing. And so this is when it gets a little crazy. And this is a little TMI, but it's funny. So we're going to go there. So they said, you don't really seem like you're in a state to walk down the hall to the toilet. And so we have a toilet in the room that we can pull. So they like pull this little toilet out from the wall. And
okay.
Yes.
Right next to my chair.
Yes. It's like not private at all. They did pull this little curtain, but like, okay. So they're like, we need to have a stool sample. So they put this plastic thing in the toilet and they're like, can you give us a stool sample? And I'm like, yeah, pretty much like I can on command at any point right now. It's just coming out of me. And, so I said, yeah, I can. So I was like, let's just get it done kind of thing. So I go to give the stool sample. Well, mind you, I hadn't really thought through the fact that, like, once I do it, like, we're not flushing it. It's, like, sitting there until they come in to collect it, okay? And Jesse has not really been privy to, like, what has been coming out of my body for the last 3 weeks. Like, I've been like, it's bad, honey, it's bad. But, like, he hasn't, it's been exposed. Like, I've tried to protect him from that as much as possible. So I give the stool sample. He's sitting, like, right next to it. It was so awful. Like, the room stunk so bad.
I'm gagging.
It was so, embarrassing. But, you know, Jesse, he's not just like, oh, it's my wife, sweet, wonderful woman, like in sickness and in health. Like, hey, I'm just going to stand by her. It's been
22, 23 years.
He goes, he's like over there. He's gagging. I get back in the bed and he is gagging. And I'm like, honey, come on. Dude, I've told you it's bad. Like, it's bad. Something's wrong with me. I've been telling you this for 3 weeks. Like,
that's okay. Right. Remember, this is an enclosed space. You know, these trauma rooms, they have sliding glass doors that it's basically you're in an airlock.
Okay, so yes. But so
it's worse than
So Mr. Drama King over there was like totally like about to lose his lunch over this, gets up. He's like, I can't stand in here anymore. It's so bad. So he gets up, he opens the sliding glass door. He pokes his head out. He goes, do you have any gas mask?
I asked for oxygen tank.
I'm like, I'm sitting there going, excuse me, sir. This is like when a woman is giving birth and like her husband faints, you know? I'm like,
hey, I'm really good with that. I'm really good with that.
Yes. But well, yeah. Apparently you are not good with stool samples. Good with stool samples.
The nurses at the nurses' station were dying laughing. So
he's like, can you please come in here and get it like right now? I cannot be in here. It's so bad. Oh. And so they come in there, and I think immediately they pretty much figured out, like, this woman is very sick. Yeah, like, this is not normal. And so
it was nice to be their entertainment for the
night. But, I mean, talk about embarrassing. I would love to hear if you guys have had some sort of embarrassing situation like this, because I'm just laying there, and, like, he's having to, like, the toilet is, like, right next to my bed, and there's the man, like, scooping it up and putting it in a thing, and I'm just
like, he wasn't scooping it up.
I don't know what he was doing.
There was a tray
in there. He was having to get it out of the tray. It was like a container or something. I don't even know. I didn't look. I didn't want to think about it. I was so embarrassed, but I was just like, okay. I just was sitting there going, he does this every day. Except for I'm like, it's in Kansas. He probably doesn't. He's probably never done this before. But I'm like, anyway. So he takes it out. They get it flushed. And then, like, it must have smelled so bad because then the lady comes in. She's like, I just want to be clear.
Yeah, I forgot about this. She's like,
she goes, I just want to be clear. The smell is not bothering me, but would you like us to bring in what is a coffee pod to help with the smell? And that means basically saying it actually is really bad. It's so bad that we need to bring in something to help with this. But she positioned it like she was trying to help you.
Yes, right.
You know what? Here is the terrible.
It actually helped.
You know what is so bad? This is so bad. I probably should not even say this, but like, I've been dealing with this for 3 weeks. And like, so by when they flushed it, I was like, I didn't smell anything. Like, I literally didn't smell anything. And I was just like, that was what freaked me out so much when she was like, I could tell, like, for everybody else, they were just like about ready to keel over. It was so bad. But like, I was just like, oh, this is just my normal smell. And it was so bad.
Well, it was actually, I was impressed. I had not even thought about anything like that before because she took a coffee pod from like a Keurig or what have you and moistened it in probably with hot water. And it smelled just like it was a bunch of coffee grounds.
It like soaked up the smell. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was cool.
That's probably true. It probably acted like a...
It like absorbs the smell. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we managed to... And so they gave me fluids and then they were so sweet. Like they brought like warm blankets and a pillow and I literally just laid in bed. It felt like the spa or something. They dimmed the lights and I just got the fluids and I got to just lay there and the rest. The
fluids helped you so much.
They also gave me IV Zofran. And I think just those things, it was like, I felt like a new woman. And it was just 2 hours that we were in there. And
$15,000 later.
All the tests came back normal, like blood work wise, but they were like, we're going to have to do like all the stool sample stuff. And that's going to take a few days because I think they have to like culture it. And I don't even want to know what all they have to do with it. But they said, so we'll get back with you. So we leave and by the grace of God, then I was feeling so much better. I was able to go to the wedding and be fully present there. I mean, I obviously it was a week and I didn't feel great, but I felt remarkably
so
better.
Much better.
I mean, yeah. The fluids honestly helped me so much. And then our trip home was good. And that was the turning point for me. And I really started slowly every day getting better and better and better until like probably midweek the next week. I was like, I think I'm like 70%. Mm-hmm. And I forgot how it felt to feel this energetic. And I'm about at 90% now. And so a few days later, we got the test results and it said it was...
I found the test results.
Online, yes. Because I guess they were trying to call us. This is something we just found. They were trying to call, but they probably had my number from when I was a little girl in the system. And so they couldn't get a hold of us. I don't recall them asking for our number.
I don't think
they put our new number in the system. And so they sent us a letter by certified mail that we just got yesterday that said, please call us. We've been trying to get a hold of you because we need to talk to you about your medical treatment plan. But we had already figured out because you'd seen the test results and it was a parasite. But of all the parasites that it could have been, it was the very best one.
And it's very, very common too.
Yes. And everything checked out. I mean, it was like, you always get this usually after you've been traveling to a foreign country. Or like, I mean, it was, you know, And all of my symptoms, everything. But the great thing about it was it's one that you can actually like, usually it only lasts 3 weeks and then usually you start getting better. Mm-hmm. And that was definitely what happened with me. And so then my functional medicine doctor, she had me go on like basically, it's not like a parasite cleanse, but a number of different mm-hmm. things, like a 3-week protocol to reset my gut and to then like basically cleanse my system from the parasite. It wasn't a parasite cleanse, but it was like things that you would take and different
just to strengthen your
herbs
system. Yep.
And stuff to like basically clear out your system is what it was. And so I've just slowly been feeling better and better and better. And I'm so grateful. And I feel like I say 90% because I feel like my appetite is fully back. I'm so grateful for that. It's just more so I can't go at the pace that I could have gone at mm-hmm. maybe 8 weeks ago because by 8:30, if I've had a day where it's just like a packed from wall to wall, by 8:30, I'm like, I got to go take a nap. I got to go to bed. So that's actually not been a bad thing. Like, I feel like in the 3 weeks where I was sick, I became a professional napper, which is something that I never have done, but I took so many naps. And I honestly feel like taking all these breaks, it taught me something that I feel like this has actually been good for me. So we got the, you called last night because we got the certified letter in the mail yesterday. So you called last night. And so it's just
I called because it said it was from the emergency department. And I knew that the emergency department was open. So might as well just try to call.
And they answered the phone at like, what was it, 10 o'clock at night or something? Actually, I think it was 11.
Between about 10, 30, 11.
Mm-hmm. And they are having me go on an antibiotic. But it's just a short-term sort of thing. And I'm like, hey, I'm all for, I don't love antibiotics, but I'm like, I need to get this thing. I want this thing fully out of my system. And
the lady I talked to said, oh yeah, you guys were here. I remember you.
You were
guys
the one that asked for a gas mask. No, she did not say that. No.
You guys were from out of state, right?
We are very memorable, I am sure, Jesse. So anyway, so that is our experience. That is what happened coming back from India. This podcast is way longer than I was expecting it to be. Oh my goodness, I just looked and it was 47 minutes. But hopefully you got some laughs.
Just exploding with content.
Oh my goodness. Hopefully you got some laughs from it. And hopefully it's something you kind of tuck away so that in the future, if you ever have similar symptoms, go get tested for a parasite. Go advocate to get tested.
Fluids are amazing.
And fluids are amazing. And I think the biggest thing of this is advocate for yourself.
Right.
Like, don't let a doctor say to you, well, it's just a stomach virus, when you're like, I know this is not right. Something's not right.
Yeah, especially with urgent care. We've had great success with urgent cares, but lately we've had some not so good success.
So. Yeah, and it was a walk-in clinic, so I was like a step up from urgent care, so I expected a little bit more. But, you know, I always think, like, they see so many people, they're probably just so used to it, right. Like, oh, they just have a little stomach thing, you know. Anyway, but the good news is because I went into the ER and how they did things, I got out of having to do the 3 days of stool samples.
Yeah,
so,
exactly,
you know,
right?
That was a gift. There was a gift in that, and I was grateful for that. I did have a very traumatic stool sample one-time experience. You know, well, it was more traumatic for you than for me, I think, but we survived. So also, you know, it was kind of like a date at the ER. So there were no kids, just you and me. And so
we're thankful for insurance.
We're going to call it a date and be grateful for our interns. Mm-hmm. So if you've had a really embarrassing experience like this, we'd love to hear from you. Also, I'd love to know if you have ever dealt with parasite. And I welcome any feedback or any other questions that you have. As always, send your email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. Have a great week, and we will see you next time when hopefully we will have a less TMI-focused episode. See you then.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.